a successful Virginia fly-in? Are the regionals looking up in 2009? I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. I'm joined by DeWitt Whittington, Public Relations Chairman for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, which was held May 30th and 31st this year. And we're here to talk about kind of a multifaceted gamble that this organization took this year that ended up turning out okay, and what its implications might be for other regional fly-ins this year, because many were down in attendance last year. Dee, thanks for taking some time out to do a recap with us here.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Paul.
Well, you sent us a press release regarding some things that kind of looked scary the night before the event happened, and then how it actually turned out beautiful for the weekend, and you had a fairly successful event. Tell us first about the storm that came through the night before.
Oh, yes. Interestingly enough, the setup days, Thursday and Friday, were fine. In fact, setup was a record as far as getting things done quickly. Everybody was really pleased, just went really smoothly. But Friday night, after everybody went home about 9:30, severe thunderstorms were predicted and indeed nailed the airport. And the next morning early, 6 o'clock when many of us got there, we found flattened tents and forum tents with all the chairs and everything just strewn everywhere. And unfortunately, some food vendors had some pretty severe damage in that they had all their cooking equipment and tents and everything blown down. But we pulled it out, and we were ready to go, but it was scary, especially since we had hail very close by, but luckily it didn't hit the airport.
All right, so scary night before. The sun came out in the morning, and you guys were there early and got it all put back together in time for opening. And then the first thing I heard from the event was that by 11 o'clock Saturday morning, you already had 200 aircraft on the flight line. Do you think this has to do with maybe more reasonable prices for gasoline this year?
Well, that's hard to say. I think partly, and one of the things that we tried to get the word out, and I think a lot of people who's ever been to that airport know that just all the time, that airport is very competitive on prices for fuel anyway. And then on top of that, Kent Marshall, bless him, dropped another 30 cents a gallon on 100 low lead. I think he was selling for $2.98. Maybe and you could have self-service auto gas also. So at like 240. So that was definitely, I think that was, people, when they were going to make the flight, they said, well, we can fill up. And in fact, Kent was overwhelmed. He had brought in another 100 low lead truck, and his guys were running hard as they could to try to keep up with the fuel requests. And he was very pleased with fuel sales. So I think that definitely was positive in that he had, compared to anywhere up and down the East Coast, he was really competitive.
All right. Now let's talk about the airport and the environment. How did the management at the airport and local government help the event succeed for you?
Well, as I've just said, fuel is certainly a major piece, and just the whole atmosphere. I don't even know all the ways that Kent Marshall, let's talk about him first, the airport manager, helped us, but he did all sorts of much more, for instance, hours and hours of mowing and sweeping. We have three runways there. One is always closed. The other one's other. You have two active normally. So we closed a second runway. So he swept those. They did all sorts of specialty mowing in which they mowed strips, to give us lines for parking airplanes. If we wanted to use them on the grass and things like that, he did. As I say, I just don't know all the things he did, but it was always, what do you want me to do? Sure, we can do that, sort of an attitude, which is just amazing. And in addition, the whole city administration, and specifically the Lynette White at the Department of Tourism, who had her staff lay out our really wonderful four-color program that everybody got handed when they came in, and helped us with advertising. By the way, Kent did that too, both radio and newspaper advertising. The city made special signs to go out on the road. I mean, really nice ones on aluminum, ones that are going to last year after year. They definitely intend to keep us there. And so far, we are extremely happy with just, we really need to document all the ways that they've just put themselves out to to welcome us to the airport.
You know, the state of Virginia has seemed to really kind of appreciate the role that general aviation can play in tourism and income to the state.
It's probably number one or two as far as the way, the kind of support and positive feedback that we get from, you know, in general aviation. Randy Burdett, who's our director of the Department of Aviation, is just a great fella. And it's, again, amazing what the state has done for their network of public use airports and the kind of support they give them. And they've just made the decision, for instance, to take money and make sure that every public use airport has an AWOS, which will be really super. We're probably going to be number two for ADS-B to be totally covered. I mean, it's just all sorts of stuff. So I don't know about other states other than I've heard some horror stories in some states that have little or no budget at all. But Virginia is not that way. It's definitely general aviation friendly.
Let's talk about volunteers, because I know in moving the event to Suffolk, you had some concerns that you might have to get a whole bunch of new volunteers. How many came over with you from the previous location?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know numbers yet as far as came over. I know the total number was in the range of 220, which is about the range of most of our better years before. But I can tell you that the critical volunteers, the ones that were essentially chairman of areas, almost all of them came with us. You know, so that's really important because they're the leadership. But looking at the addresses and zip codes of many of the volunteers as I scan through, I can see that we're this year getting a much larger number of local to the Hampton Roads area and down into North Carolina, since we're almost in North Carolina with the Suffolk Airport. So volunteers were super this year. And, of course, we're going to be looking for more next year, and especially ones that can help us ahead of time. It's the planning that many people don't understand. You know, the weekend is – well, the 4 days, the 2 days of setup and 2 days of the event is important, but – planning is so critical too. But I'd say in general, we're very pleased at the volunteers who stayed with us.
Now, I know you don't have all the numbers in terms of knowing whether you had record turnout, just that it was good. But one of the things you did mention in your press release was that you seem to have a record number of campers. Is that a consistent observation among your staff?
Yes, yes. RV campers that we had, and again, I don't know exactly how many, but I can tell you the rows of, that I saw there were many more than last year and more than we'd ever had at our previous location. Also, under the wing camping, we increased that. So I guess, and we've advertised that we had camping available and that some camping areas even had electricity available, which is unusual. And in addition, we rent a shuttle van. So if people want to come in and not camp, but want to be there and stay at a motel, we can provide, shuttle service back and forth. So all of that together, you know, is helping make this fly-in popular for coming in and staying more than one day, which is one thing we'd really like.
Now, you had a bunch of Boy Scouts and adult supervisors, I guess a total of 80 or 85 people, decide to hold a weekend camporee at the event. How did that turn out, and do you think you exposed any young people to aviation through that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We had a few Boy Scouts last year, but this year the Scout leaders realized what a resource they had there, and so they did hold a camporee, and about in the range of 65 Scouts and 25 or so adult supervisors were there. They set up camp and did their own food and everything, and then many of them, and I don't know the numbers, I'm going to have to get hold of them, but one of the things they offered and one of the focused on was the Aviation Merit Badge. They also did volunteer work for us. They did a number of things. So it was a really good situation in which I'm sure seeing the airport full of airplanes and all sorts of aviation stuff going on that I can't imagine that their report won't be very positive. In fact, we were contacted by a headquarters person who wanted to get together with us about an aviation explorer program and getting the word out. And that's from the central office here in Richmond. A fellow was there. He was the head of it, and he was so enthusiastic about it. So that's one of our contacts. We're going to have to get to him this coming year so we can see what cooperation we have on that area.
We'll be back with more with Dee Whittington of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Dee Whittington of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, which by all measures appears to have had a very successful 2009. Understanding again that you haven't met with these folks officially, are there any anecdotal observations that were noteworthy or surprising among your committee chairman?
I'd say the one that I first heard and heard from more than one source was how pleased the pilots who flew in were with the way they were guided in, wigwaggers, the parking people, and the fact that for the first time we had volunteers out with a golf cart who met the airplanes and welcomed them and gave them a program, gave them a goodie bag and registered the airplane. Answered questions if they wanted a prop card for fuel or for to be judged, they had those available. They were totally very thankful, and in fact, they're very, very pleased. We got all sorts of positive feedback on the way our parking people did, and we had a new chairman in that area who just did a super job. So that's certainly one area. Also, the number and extent and variety of the forums and workshops was another comment. We had a record number of attendees for the chart forum. The VFR one had 40 people in it, the IFR 20, and this was all something that went to the WINGS program too. We had 5 tents and 42 presentations, and for our type of flying, that's the most we've ever had. So, and we do bill ourselves as an educational event, so we think that's important. Also, we had the RC people are always there, the radio control, and this year, instead of trying to fly their fuel-powered, gas-powered, whatever they use, they flew nothing but the electric-powered ones, and because of that, they were able to fly in an area off to the side, but very close, all day long, and they loved it. So did the attendees. So we had that activity going on, and I think that worked out extremely well.
Well, that's terrific. Now, I guess it's kind of hard to use your event as any kind of bellwether for how the regionals will do across the country this summer, because you changed name, location, a lot of things. You changed weekends, everything else changed. But do you have any kind of sense that things are looking up for small general aviation events this year?
Well, I'd like to think so. And you're right. We there's some unique things about our situation because it is the second year at this new location. We moved up 2 weeks from last year, and I think that was a plus. Because we hit several negative things. Plus, we got a lot of had a fire that provided a lot of smoke last year, so that was a negative. But I'd say in general, I think people are realizing that they can't just totally quit flying, and because they love it too much. And so we were amazed. We had people fly in from way up in New York State and south to Florida. And, of course, the vast majority came from Virginia and surrounding states, as you might expect. But certainly the atmosphere was very positive. There was lots going on, and people saying, boy, we can do this even better next year. And many people, I will definitely say this, many people were just so pleased at the way the organization went and how smoothly things went. This year, for instance, in the setup for the event on Thursday, they had essentially as much done as previous years we'd be, have done by Friday afternoon. It was just amazing. As a result, just the event itself went on very well. Doesn't mean we can't get better, and we're going to be talking about that, but I think the positive feedback overwhelmed any sort of truly negative feedback. Most of the feedback, if you might call it negative, was simply, here's what you can do to sort of tweak it here and tweak it there.
One of the advantages of being in the new location was the access to media coverage. How did that work out?
I think quite well. It's something that we could do better. The difficulty with me is I live 125 miles away, and it's a little more difficult to do. But we had coverage from one of the TV stations specifically, both on a separate program and on a News at Noon type event. We had radio advertising, which ran on a talk radio show. We got the newspapers all around, gave us some, in a couple of cases, some full page articles with large pictures. So this year compared to last, and I noticed the difference, I was called by reporters who said, I hear you're having this event. What can you tell me about it? And even had them there on with reporters and cameras and everything during the event, and then they got that on the air or into newspaper articles the next day.
Well, Dee, I certainly want to make it to one of your events now. I mean, it sounds like it came off as a great time. We'll direct our listeners to www.virginiaflyin.org for any details. And congratulations. It sounds like you guys did a great job.
Well, thank you. And thanks for the opportunity to let people know how happy we were with what happened and invite them to come join us next year.
Dee Whittington has been my guest, Public Relations Chairman for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.